وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We have the lesson from the كتاب بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى. I actually forget what was the last lesson we had. Bab Salat al-Jum'ah. The chapter 12, al-Jum'ah prayer. Inshallah, if I'm not mistaken, we'll start from there, inshallah. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى باب صلاة الجمعة. The chapter of Jum'ah prayer. عن عبد الله بن عمر وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنهما سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: على أعواد من بره لينتهين أقوام عن ودعهم الجمعات، أو ليختمن الله على قلوبهم ثم لا يكونن من الغافلين. رواه مسلم. نارير عبد الله بن عمر and Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with them, they heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, while standing upon the blanks of his minbar, people must cease to neglect the Friday prayer, or else Allah will seal their hearts and then they will be among the unmindful. People must cease to neglect the Friday prayers, or else Allah will seal their hearts and they will be among the unmindful. Reported by Muslim. In this hadith, Prophet threatened those male who do not attend the Friday prayers, that if they do so, their hearts may be sealed. Such a way they will be unmindful. So the hadith shows that it is a mandatory to attend the Jum'ah prayer for those who will be mentioned in the next hadith, inshallah, the following hadith, the chapter. وعن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا نصلي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة ثم ننصرف وليس للحيطان ذل نستظل به. متفق عليه واللفظ للبخاري. وفي لفظ لمسلم: كنا نجمع معه إذا زالت الشمس ثم نرجع نتتبع الفيء. نال سلمة ابن الأكوع، may Allah be pleased with him, he said, we used to offer the Friday prayer with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and return, meaning to our homes, while the walls had no shade for us to go under, meaning at that time, agreed upon. This is the wording of Al-Bukhari. And in a narration of a Muslim, we used to offer the Friday prayers with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the sun passed the meridian. We would then return and try to find the afternoon shadow. We took this hadith. وعن سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ما كنا نقيل ولا نتغدى إلا بعد الجمعة، متفق عليه. واللفظ لمسلم وفي رواية في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ناري سهل بن سعد الساعدي، may Allah be pleased with him. We will not have a midday nap, qailula, or nor lunch till after the Friday prayer. Agree upon. And the warning is for Muslim. Another narration is during the lifetime of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this hadith indicates the time the Jum'ah prayer used to be established by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We talk about that issue and the people of knowledge. Yes, we cover that. Okay. Barakallahu fi. We mentioned that the ulama, the people of knowledge, have two opinions. When Jum'ah prayer starts time, Jum'ah time, Jum'ah prayer time, when it starts. The majority of them, they say it starts the same time of Dhuhr prayer. And some of the people of knowledge, like Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and our time, Sheikh Al-Albani, they see it's a different time. Jum'ah time is before the Dhuhr prayer time. Imam Ahmad Sheikh Albani mentioned hadith. He say is very clear text in the chapter, and he mentioned athar from the Sahaba. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim. He said, وأصرح من هذه الأحاديث في الدلالة على المطلوب حديث جابر الآخر. وهو وعنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الجمعة ثم نذهب إلى جمالنا فنريحها حين تزول الشمس يعني النواضح، أخرجه مسلم. فهذا صريح في أن الصلاة كانت قبل الزوال، فكيف بالخطبة والأذان. So this hadith collected by a Muslim, the Sahabi says that they used to pray the Jum'ah prayer with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they used to go to their camel to put the staff down when hina tazulu shams, when the shams is making zawal, is passing the middle of the sky, which is the duhur time. At that duhur time is when they are taking care of their camel after they pray the Jum'ah prayer with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sheikh Albani says, this is clear, it is text that the Salah used to be before the Zawal, means before the Dhuhr time. How about the lecture, he said, and how about the Adhan? How about the lecture, Friday lecture, and how about the Adhan? The Adhan, what the Adhan is made for? Adhan is made for the entrance of the prayer time. Other than the Adhan, the first Adhan of Fajr. Fajr, how many Adhan it has? Two Adhan. The first one is in the night. Therefore, it's not allowed at that time to pray Fajr. That is for waking up people, calling them to prepare for the Fajr prayer, whoever is fasting to have suhoor. The Adhan used to be made by who? The first Adhan of Fajr, who used to make? Naam, Bilal radiallahu anhu. And the second one, Abdullah ibn Maktum, the Balain, Sahabi radiallahu anhu. So that Adhan, other than that, the rest of the Adhans is only made after the entrance of the prayer time. Because it is mean, Adhan means I'lan, ayli dukhuli waqt, is announcement for the entrance of the prayer time. So if the Sahaba, after they pray Jum'ah prayer, and they are taking care of their camel, that is when the Zawal took place. The sun went to the west. It passed the middle. And that's when Dhuhr prayer starts. The Sheikh Albani says, if that is when they finish the Salah, how about when did they make Adhan? And when did they make when the Qutbah was made? All that must be before the Zawal. And the Adhan was made before the Zawal, that means prayer time is before that, because Adhan is made for the Salah. Is this understandable? Then he said, Rahimahullah, الآثار في الوقت الآخر ويشهد لذلك آثار من عمل الصحابة نذكر بعضها للاستشهاد بها عن عبد الله بن سيدان السلمي قال شهدت الجمعة مع أبي بكر الصديق فكانت خطبته وصلاته قبل نصف النهار ثم شهدنا عمر فكانت خطبته وصلاته إلى أن نقول انتصف النهار ثم شهدنا مع عثمان فكانت خطبته وصلاته إلى أن أقول زال النهار فما رأيت أحدا عاب ذلك ولا أنكر. رواه ابن أبي شيبة الدارقطني قلت وإسناده محتمل للتحسين بل هو حسن على طريقة بعض علماء كابن رجب وغيره فإن رجال الثقات غير عبد الله بن سيدان قال حافظ في الفتح تابعي كبير إلا أنه غير معروف عدالة. قلت قد روى عنه أربعة من الثقات وهم ثابت بن الحجاج وجعفر بن برقان كما في الجرح والتعديل ومؤمن بن مهران وحبيب بن أبي مرزوق كما في ثقات ابن حبان. وقول حافظ بعد أن ساق له هذا الأثر وقال البخاري لا يتابع على حديثه بل عارضه ما هو أقوى منه ثم ذكر أثرا صحيحا عن أبي بكر وعمر في التجميع بعد الزوال أفأقول لا تعارض بينها وبين هذا الأثر كما لا تعارض بين الحديث الموافقة له وبين الحديث الموافقة لها. فالصحابة تلقوا الأمرين عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكانوا كما كان عليه السلام يفعلون تارة هذا وتارة هذا. عن عبد الله بن سلمة قال صلى بنا عبد الله الجمعة ضحا وقال خشيت عليكم الحر. أخرج ابن أبي شيبة قلت ورجال ثقات غير عبد الله بن سلمة قال حافظ في الفتح صدوق إلا أنه ممن تغير لما كبر. قلت ومثله إنما يخشى منه الخطأ في رفع الحديث أو في روايته عن غيره مما يشاهد وهنا يروي حادثة شاهدها لنفسه وهو في الواقع غريبة لمخالفة للمعهود من الصلاة بعد زوال فاجتماع إلى آخر كلامه رحمه الله. طيب قال الإمام رحمه الله تعالى الحافظ وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يخطب قائما فجاءت عير من الشام فانفتل الناس إليها حتى لم يبقى إلا 12 رجلا رواه مسلم. ناري جابر may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was standing while delivering the khutbah, the religious talk sermon on Friday when a caravan from Syria arrived. The people flocked towards it till no one was left means with the Prophet ﷺ except 12 men, reported by Muslim. So in this hadith, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was giving Friday lecture. And in that time, a caravan came from Syria, means carrying merchandise, products carrying. When people come to know that, what happened? فَانْفَتَلَ النَّاسُ إِلَيْهَا. Those who were listening to the lecture, Friday lecture, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, left all of them, except 12 men, reported by Muslim. Yes, people, they were so much in need of this business. And they left the masjid, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam only, and 12 companions remain with him. Did Allah mention that incident in the Quran? Where? Now, Surah Al-Jumu'ah. You're right. Barakallahu fiqh. وَإِذَا رَأَوْ تِجَارَ أَوْ لَهْوًا إِنْ فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. يس، والله خير الرازقين. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها. When they see تجارة، what's تجارة؟ Trade. How about أو لهوا؟ لهوا. Amusement game. It was said that back day, when it comes, this caravan comes, there used to be also some type of sound, a voice, something mentioning the caravan came. Al-Muhim. So Allah said, تَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا, they leave you standing. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. Say, what's with Allah is better than التِّجَارَةِ, مِنَ اللَّهُ وَالتِّجَارَةِ, and the تِجَارَةِ. رواه مسلم. That was a big test. And 12 Sahabi remain. 12 companions remain listening the Friday lecture, even though they missing the tijara. Who are those? Who knows those? The names of those Sahaba. طيب. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أدرك ركعة من صلاة الجمعة وغيرها فليضف إليها أخرى وقد تمت صلاة. رواه النسائي وابن حبان. رواه النسائي وابن ماجه والدارقطني واللفظ له وإسناده صحيح لكن قوى أبو حاتم إرساله. نال ابن عمر رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever is in time for a rak'ah of the Friday prayer or any other prayer should add another rak'ah to it and his prayer will then be complete. Whoever is in time for a rak'ah of the Friday prayer or any other prayer should add another to it and his prayer will then be complete. An-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah, Ad-Daraqun reported the wording is from Ad-Daraqun. It is chain of narration is sahih, authentic, but Abu Hatim confirmed it's as mursal, missing link after the tabi. So in this hadith, Ibn Hajar says it's sahih. Man adraka raka'ah. There's another authentic hadith. من أدرك ركعة فقد أدرك الصلاة. Whoever ماذا join the صلاة in a ركعة, he joined the prayer. Meaning he is considered someone who joined the جماعة. The narration which is ascribed to Abu Huraira doesn't specify and single out Friday prayer. It's only generalization in relation to all the prayers. As long as one could pursue one rak'ah with imam, he accords the reward of congregation to his credit. The same holds true in relation to Friday prayers. Then one may stand up and complete the remainder of his prayer. So the meaning is, if you join the jama'ah with one rak'ah or more, you get the reward of congregation. Otherwise, you don't. But still, you have better reward than the one who didn't join a jama'ah. Someone who comes to the masjid, Friday prayer, when he pray with the imam one rak'ah, he should add another rak'ah. and that is Friday prayer. But how about if you join the imam while the imam was in tashahud? What will he do? Naam. That he missed the Jum'ah prayer. So he should pray the Dhuhr prayer, which is 4 rak'ah. And if that is the case, he must make sure at that time the Dhuhr prayer is started, since he lost the Jum'ah. If it's Jum'ah, 2 rak'ah before the Dhuhr time. It's not Jum'ah, 4 rak'ah after the Dhuhr time. So if he join 1 rak'ah, then he add another rak'ah. If he join less than 1 rak'ah, Jum'ah, he lost the Jum'ah. So man adraka rak'ah, faqad adraka salah. Whoever reach 1 rak'ah, he reached the salah. Question, where is the, when do you reach the Jum'ah, the rak'ah? You come, the imam making tashahud. Or even before tashahud, he is in the first sujood. Did you reach the rak'ah in that case or not yet? You have to reach the ruku, ahsant. So the ruku is the last chance of you joining the rak'ah. If you reach the ruku, the imam is in a state of ruku, you only make 2 takbir. The takbir of ihram, takbir of entering the salah, and takbiratul intiqal, the takbir of going to ruku. And you go, you make ruku, that rak'ah is considered. Even though you didn't recite Fatiha, but it's considered. But if he raised his head, the imam raised his head from ruku', you lost that rak'ah. Even if you say, I'm reciting Fatiha, it doesn't cover it. Tayyib. وعن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يخطب قائما يجلس ثم يقوم فيخطب قائما فمن أنبأك أنه كان يخطب جالسا فقد كذب. أخرجه مسلم. نارير جابر بن سمرة, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to deliver the khutbah, means religious talk sermon, while standing. He صلى الله عليه وسلم would then sit down and then stand up and deliver the khutbah in a standing posture. So whoever informs you that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the khutbah while sitting has definitely told a lie. So whoever the sahabi says, whoever tell you that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the khutbah while sitting, he's definitely told a lie. He lied. So this is the way Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give Friday lecture. He entered the masjid, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say salam to the people. And then the adhan of Jum'ah is made. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he does, he start the Friday lecture. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he sit down. In that sitting, he doesn't give lecture. Then he stand, he continue giving the lecture in standing. Then he complete the khutbah. This is very clear. The Sahabi say, whoever tell you Prophet was giving lecture sitting, he told lie. Don't accept that from him. How about the Eid khutbah? The people of knowledge, they differ. Some of them, they say, is the same ruling with Friday lecture. See, standing, sitting, standing, and then completing. And they say, and those are the majority of scholars, including the 4 a'imah. And they say, what's the proof? They say, because of taking analogy from the Jum'ah. There is no specific hadith mentioning the Prophet that he used to stand and then sit down, then used to stand. No hadith. But they say it's qiyas ala al-jum'ah. And some of the ulama, they say No, he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to stand and give the Friday lecture, and he was not used to sit down. And there was no two lectures. And as Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, when you look at the apparent wording of the hadith of Eid, that's what you find. He صلى الله عليه وسلم give the Eid khutbah. He give the lecture. One narration, he come down and went to the woman. He went to the woman. He and Bilal radiallahu anhu. Al-Muhim. But Friday lecture is text that day. He صلى الله عليه وسلم used to give that way. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب احمرت عيناه وعلى صوته واشتد غضبه حتى كأنه منذر جيش يقول صبحكم ومساكم ويقول أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل بدعة ضلالة رواه مسلم وفي رواية له كانت خطبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة يحمد الله ويثني عليه ثم يقول على إثر ذلك وقد علا صوته وفي رواية له من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وللنسائي وكل ضلالة في النار Narrated Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. Whenever Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, delivered a khutbah, religious talk, his eyes would become red, his voice rose, and his anger would become intensified, as if he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was like one warning an arm and saying, the enemy has made a morning attack on you, the enemy has made an evening attack on you. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also say, Amma ba'd. He needs to proceed. The best of his speech is embodied in the Book of Allah. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are their innovations, and every innovation is misguidance, reported by Muslim. And in a narration of Muslim, in the Prophet's khutbah on Friday, he would praise Allah, extol him, then following that, he would say, and he had raised his voice. And in another narration from Muslim, whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide him. And Nasa'i has every misguidance is, means cause to enter, the fire. Every misguidance is the fire, meaning it causes someone to enter the fire. So in this hadith, some of the talk of the Prophet on Fridays. And from that, أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. To proceed, the best of the speech is the Book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil matters, the most evil of affairs are their innovations. وَكُلُّ بِرْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every innovation is misguidance. Remember, he used to say this on Friday lecture, where everybody attend, male, female, young, everybody. كل بدعة ضلالة. Every innovation is misguidance. And today you find some people who say, no, every innovation is not misguidance. There are good innovations. Subhanallah, how you say that? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وكل بدعة ضلالة. وعن عمار ابن ياسر عن عمار ابن ياسر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن طول صلاة الرجل وقصر خطبته مئنة من فقهه، إن طول صلاة الرجل وقصر خطبته مئنة من فقهه، رواه مسلم. نارل عمار بن ياسر، may Allah be pleased with him and his father and mother. Ammar is one of the Sahaba. He is the Sahabi who his father and mother were killed in Mecca by the enemy of Islam. Why they killed them? Because they say, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Nothing else. They didn't attack. They didn't even fight. They even didn't defend themselves. Because they said, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. They lost their life. They lost their life. They sacrifice for their deen. So this Ammar radiallahu anhu, who killed Ammar himself? Yes. So reported by Ammar ibn Yasir, may Allah be pleased with him. Ammar, who will kill? Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, تَقْتُلُكَ فِيَةُ الْبَاغِيَةِ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. This is from the mu'jiza. The proof is that Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet of Allah. Many angles shows he was a prophet of Allah. From that, he mentioned many things. Such and such will happen. You will be killed by that group. You will die in that way. This is how you're going to be die. And that's exactly what happened. So this Sahabi Ammar, Prophet ﷺ said, you will be killed. Who will be killed? Two groups from the Muslims will fight. The wrong group will kill you, Ammar. And that's exactly what happened. Therefore, when the fitna took place, the Sahaba, they noticed who are the wrong group is those Ammar was against. Ammar was with Ali radiallahu anhu. Naam. Naam. Yes. Al-Baghiyah. Yes. What is the in English? Tayyib. Al-Shahid, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned a lot of things which his time didn't happen. From that, those individuals, he said, you will be killed. You will die. Who remember one of the Sahaba, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that he will be killed and he was killed. Ali, radiallahu anhu. Ali was mentioned. Ali, who else? Uthman, who else? Umar, who else? Ammar, we forget already? Ammar, sorry, who else? Who is the Sahabi? The Prophet ﷺ said, you accepted Islam only yourself. One time only you accept, and you will die only yourself. Abu Dharr al-Ghaffar, he died only himself. His dead body was found. He only himself. Yes. Excellent. Fatima, Prophet ﷺ, he told her that she will join him in death. Not that long. She will be the first who die from his family. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned something to her ear secretly, she cried. And then he saw Salam tell her something else and she laughed. So Aisha radiallahu anha asked, Fatima, what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you? One time you cry and one time you were happy, you laugh. So first time he saw Salam mentioned that he is going to die. She cried. And second time he told her he is the first from his family who will die. And join him. She will join him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's what happened. Who else? Many things Prophet ﷺ mentioned. What will happen in the future? Where the Muslims will capture? What city will capture? What are from the city he mentioned they will capture the Muslims? who remember. One famous city, he mentioned they will come. He even mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how that city is built. Tell Allah alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib. Al-Muhim. So Ammar radiallahu anhu said, from Ammar, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the length of a man's prayer and the shortness of his khutbah, religious talk, are a sign of his understanding, means of the religion. So the length of a man's prayer and the shortness of his khutbah, his religious talk, are a sign of his understanding of the religion, reported by Muslim. So the more you have fiqh of the religion, you have understanding of the deen, the more is easy for you to summarize. To summarize, to use few words for a great meaning. Yes. وعن أم هشام بنت حارثة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما أخذت قاف والقرآن المجيد إلا عن لسان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأها كل جمعة على المنبر إذا خطب الناس رواه مسلم. أم هشام رضي الله عنها دور of حارثة said, I learned Surah Al-Qaf from no other source than the tongue of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who used to recite it every Friday on the minbar when he delivered the khutbah to the people, reported by Muslim. So this sahabiya, she learned Surah Al-Qaf wal Quran al-Majid from the tongue of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he used to recite it every Friday on the minbar. Some of the people of knowledge said it doesn't mean that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite Surah Al-Qaf from beginning to the end, but it means he used to recite some verses on this Friday, the next Friday another verse, next Friday another Friday. So by keep on sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting a lot, the sahabiya, she memorized from the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تكلم يوم الجمعة والإمام يخطب فهو كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا والذي يقول له أنصت ليست له جمعة رواه أحمد بإسناد لا بأس به وهو يفسر حديث أبي هريرة في الصحيحين مرفوعا إذا قلت لصاحبك أنصت يوم الجمعة والإمام يخطب فقد لغوت. Narir ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever speaks on Friday while the Imam is giving the khutbah, the religious talk, he is like a donkey which carries books. And he who tells him to be quiet has no Jum'ah. Reported by Ahmad with an acceptable chain of narrators. The hadith interprets the ma'ruf hadith, the famous hadith. To the marfu' hadith attributed to the Prophet ﷺ of Abu Hurairah reported in the Sahihain in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. On Friday when the Imam is delivering the khutbah, if you say to your companion to keep quiet, then indeed you have committed a sin. Or lagu, something senseless. So in the hadith, that the one who talks while the Friday lecture is going on, he doesn't have Jum'ah. Not only him, but also the one who talks to him and tell him to be quiet, also he himself doesn't have Jum'ah. Meaning when Friday lecture is going, nobody should talk. And if it happens somebody talk, don't tell him to be quiet by talking to him. But the people of knowledge said you can gesture to him. You can use your hand, your finger, your face to be quiet, but not talking. Last hadith, وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال دخل رجل يوم الجمعة والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب فقال صليت قال لا قال قم فصلي ركعتين متفق عليه ناري جابر رضي الله عنه A man entered the masjid on a Friday when the Prophet ﷺ was delivering the khutbah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Have you prayed? He replied, No. The Prophet ﷺ said, Stand and pray two rak'ah. Agree upon. So in this hadith, one of the Sahaba, he entered the masjid while Prophet ﷺ was giving Friday lecture. And he sit down. Prophet ﷺ asked him, Did you pray? He said, No. He ﷺ said, Stand up and pray. Pray two rak'ah. This hadith collected by Bukhari and Muslim. What do we benefit from this hadith? It shows the importance of praying two rak'ah, tahiyyatul masjid. Because if Prophet Muhammad stopped his Friday lecture, he was addressing the people, general talk, concern everybody. When he saw this man enter the masjid and sit down, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, Did you pray? When he said no, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him to stand up and pray. The ulama who say tahiyyatul masjid, the two rak'ah of the masjid is a mandatory, this is from the strongest adilla they use it. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he ordered the man to stand and to pray. In the middle of the people, he talked to him, he ﷺ addressed him. Why the Prophet ﷺ asked the man if he pray or not? Because he saw him didn't pray. But at the same time, he could have prayed somewhere else. One side of the masjid or behind someone. But the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't pray. So he asked him. Prophet ﷺ, he didn't know the unseen. Even someone in front of him, he is asking him, Did you pray or not? When he say no, he said, Okay, then pray. And some people now they claim Prophet, he knows the answer. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Not only Prophet Muhammad, they believe some of the saints, they know the answer, everything. They say Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani knows what's in your heart. And they have many fake stories. So and so Shaykh, he left his student, and someone, one of them, he hurt the cat of the sheikh. And then when the sheikh come back, he said, Who is the one who hit my cat? Subhanallah. And they believe they control, يعني, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah ala sunnah. They say someone was in salah. A sheikh like that sheikh, he was in salah, and he moved, when he was in sujood, he moved his leg. And people saw, Sheikh, why you move the leg that way? He said, there was a boat on the ocean, was about to sink, so I stopped it. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.